This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reaction after the U.S. Senate Republicans pushed through President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats as well as one Republican holdout. President Trump spoke at a White House ceremony, but earlier Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democratic objections in the process.
The Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
An AP correspondent, Jackie Quinn, has more on the actual confirmation vote, saying that the president and Moore were in full support. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday in two entirely different styles. Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances on Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with the campaign volunteer and Moore, as well as reporters. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, U.S. President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that we will win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of Electoral College votes that can make or break the run for presidency. More than 60 million Americans already have cast ballots and ahead of the November 3rd election next week. That's a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a